Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 75th Festival de Cannes. I'm in company of Ali Berard, who's here to present in the Semaine de la Critique his new film, Tassavor, Imagine.
Let's start with a very, general question, but maybe not so much. How would you define the film? Could we say that it's an exploration of the infinite connections among human beings?
It's about human connections, definitely. It's a relationship. It's the story of a relationship. But what's specific about this relationship is that it comes out of the will of one side. I think the case of any kind of relationship is that they all evolve and they end up in a kind of routine and so in boredom. So here it was a way of constructing a relationship that you could influence on its evolution and its content. Maybe having a relationship with a fantasy more than with a real woman or a real person is just a solution against boredom and routine.
But is it one relationship for more than one?
That's what she says. She says, why go and find another woman? Either you love your woman or not.
What was the starting point for this film?
I've
answered many times this question.
She can answer.
I was in a relationship myself and I realized that maybe being in relation with the fantasy of this person would be more interesting than we having a relationship with her. Or just maybe when there is a disconnection between the appearance of a person that you love but you don't love what's inside them. And you know what you love. So you just replace the interior of this person with your ideas.
We'll do that.
I wouldn't advise it to anyone.
I was reading some reviews, and I think, I don't know if it was Screen, who said that you were doing interviews, and in your interviews you will provide with the explanation for, let's say the fantasies of the film, and he wasn't suggesting that, because the best part of the film is that you can fill the blanks and the dots yourself. What do you think?
It's interesting because we heard that, but I haven't given an interview like this. I don't know what. I'd rather invite people to see the film and make their own mind. So I haven't given any. I cannot confirm, subscribe to this interview. I didn't give it.
But let's say that this made me think, and that's why I want to ask you. About the dreamlike experience that you make us do. So why is that? Would you like us to feel it the way we want to feel it? I mean, I don't know.
Exactly, no doubt. That's exactly what I want. I want you to decide how you understand. I've done my job. The film is made. Now it's your part.
اگه حرف خیلی روبروم نباشه ترجیح میدم رهاش کنم و بشنوم.
If it's just out of my an exchange with me, I'd rather just listen to people and not answer.
So why did you choose this dreamlike let's say atmosphere, and how did you work on that with your actors, with Leila, for example?
Well, I think it's the very concept of the film. As I said, if it's against boredom, what really helps fight boredom is dreaming, is imagination. So it was the very concept of the film of
creating an imaginary and a dream-like world. And in Leila, I think I didn't have much choice. There are not that many actors or actresses in Iran who are able to have this dream-like performance. Among the very few choices that I had, Leila was the best.
How was the screening? How is it going? How do you feel about this experience in Cannes? And
حضور تو کن و اکران فیلم تینا چه حسی بهت میده؟
خیلی هیجان زدم. خیلی هیجان زدم راست شوخه قبل از که بیام.
Well, I'm really very excited. I was very excited before coming already, but now that I'm here, what I really appreciate is how professionally people react to films and how everything is taken seriously. In Iran, although there is a major industry, there are 100 films made a year, but still you don't feel that people talk about film seriously or they take film as a serious business. For me, it's the great passion of my life. There is nothing else that interests me more than cinema. So being able to be in the middle of this cinema taken so seriously is really the best that could happen to me. I'm really enjoying myself.
Thank you so much and good luck.
We've been talking to Ali Berhard, director of Tasavvur Imagine screening at the Semaine de la Critique at the 75th Festival di Cannes in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.